every time. I feel like we need to get you new music, Stephanie.
That theme is growing on you, Jay. Do you even know what it is? It's the opening credits before you saw movies in the, they probably got rid of it in the 80s, at General Cinemas, so Harmar Mall. That had it before. I mean, they were all over the country, though. And that would play right before the movie started. That was their little theme, like go buy popcorn or whatever.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of people who hear that, and Pavlovianly, they think of film.
All right. I'm warming up to it because of that. I just thought it was like random noises. And I was like, what are we?
No. We'll find a YouTube of it. We'll show it you later.
Well, speaking of sort of the classics, there's a
nice
new
segue.
Look at you. Pro, brush it off. But there's this new Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah, that's right. So this is called Hail Caesar, and it's set in the not the glory years of Hollywood of the 30s and 40s, but the desperate years of the 50s when they're trying to compete with television. So they are having all these gigantic, like, biblical epics like The Robe. And then they've got silly cowboy serials still with singing Roy Rogers and Esther Williams in and synchronized swimming extravaganza musicals. And this is about a guy who's played by Josh Brolin, who's an executive at the studio who is both trying to, like, fix problems on films, but also fix problems when, like, a leading lady is pregnant and she doesn't know who the father is, trying to keep it out of the gossip columns and find a way to have her, you know, like, have her baby and then keep her baby without it being a scandal. So it is the Coen Brothers it's one of the goofy ones. This isn't like, I think, Inside Llewyn Davis and No Country for Old Men. Those are deeply moving films and sometimes funny in Llewyn Davis, but serious films. And this is more of a lark, more like Intolerable Cruelty, where it's just gag after gag, and there's it's a trifle, and it is so much fun.
Well, there's like every Hollywood star ever is in this movie.
It is
movie.
Amazing. Scarlett Johansson is in it as the Esther. Do you know who Esther Williams is, you guys?
No.
She was a musical star, and she had been a swimmer. She might have been in the Olympics, but she was an actual competitive swimmer, and she's beautiful. And so some Hollywood executives like, we're going to make her a star. So she's suddenly in these weird musical extravaganzas where she plays, and they're like called like the, you know, like the Singing Mermaid, I think was one. And she swims around with synchronized swimmers around her, and then they'd do camera shots from up high, so you'd see the synchronized swimmers all kicking out. And they're ridiculous films, and I grew up loving these things. I loved Esther Williams. She's just like all-American beauty, and I like swimming, and she did. And so Scarlett Johansson plays that. Channing Tatum plays a Gene Kelly kind of really athletic tap dancer in a incredibly funny scene called No Dames, and he's singing and tap dancing. He's astonishingly great at it. Josh Brolin, Tilda Swinton, it's just star after star after star.
Is this kind of like, if it's a big send-up of 1950s Hollywood, and I don't know anything about 1950s Hollywood, can I still enjoy it?
Yeah, you totally can. You might not know, like, there's a joke about Loretta Young. You're not going to get the Loretta Young joke. I got the Loretta Young joke. You don't have to get the Loretta Young
good.
Joke, because it's still good. There's still all those weird Coen brother things, like, they claim George Clooney is a movie star who gets kidnapped, and that's one of the big plots of many plots. And they claim, well, he's out just because he has a high ankle sprain. You know, just ridiculous things like, what's a high ankle sprain? And it is funny, even if you aren't a huge Esther Williams fan.
Nice. Well, we can go see this pretty much everywhere.
It is open and everywhere. Channing Tatum's in it. George Clooney's in it. They're putting it everywhere, man.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to it. I was hoping that it was good. So I'm glad to hear that. So, Stephanie, thanks for bringing it to us.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.